Hi, welcome to Best Stories. This is the Adventures of Packy the Rat podcast. Season 2, Episode 11, My Very Own Garden. All seven children were sharing and enjoying a big bowl of popcorn until they had eaten every last kernel. Their mom could not believe how quickly the whole bowl of popcorn was emptied. "Can we make another bowl of popcorn?" the children begged. "No, not tonight," said their mom. "But if everyone gets cleaned up really fast, we may have time for a story about the adventures of Packy the Rat." Very quickly, the children ran up the stairs and were all set when their mom came into their bedroom. "All right," said their mom. "Heads down, covers up, and lights out. It's time for the next adventure about Packy the Rat." Packy woke up very early. It was not Ronnie the rooster's crowing that woke him, but the sound of the tractor. Packy was wondering why he was hearing a tractor so very early in the morning. Packy looked over to see if the noise had woken Priscilla too. Then Packy noticed Priscilla must already be up because her bed was empty. So he climbed out of his loft and joined his friends for breakfast. "Why is everyone up so early?" asked Packy. "And where is Priscilla?" "Oh my," said Clara. "Don't you know in the spring the farmer has to get up early? He rushes around the farm all day long because the farmer has to hurry to get the garden planted so the plants have time to grow throughout the spring and summer," mooed Clara. "Yeah," said Buddy. "First they have to start by plowing the field for the garden, and then the farmer has to plant the seeds in the garden. And it starts as soon as the ground is warm enough to plow. It's really important the farmer gets the seeds in the ground so the plants have time to grow." "Oh," said Packy, I never realized how much is involved in growing plants in a garden."
"Well, good heavens, Packy, a farmer's work is never done," Ginger honked.
"I guess this will be my first time here in early spring in the barn," said Packy. "But has anyone seen Priscilla? She was not up in the loft."
"Oh my," mooed Clara. "She must have gotten up early because she heard the farmer plowing."
Well, just then, Priscilla walked into the barn. She was carrying a big sack.
"What do you have in that sack?" asked Packy.
"Well, it's a sack of seeds," said Priscilla.
"I heard the farmer early this morning start up his tractor."
"Well, actually, I've been getting up early with the farmer the last few weeks. He has been plowing the field every morning. But he must be done plowing the field now because today the farmer was pulling his wagon with his tractor and it was full of seeds. He was taking his wagon full of seeds out to the field to start planting his garden. And each time he opened a huge sack of seeds on the back of his tractor, a bunch of seeds just spilled over onto the ground. So I grabbed my own sack and I started collecting the seeds that fell out of the farmer's bag.
Well, look how many seeds I've collected already."
And Priscilla showed her friends a whole sack full of seeds.
"I decided this spring I'm going to plant my own garden," said Priscilla. "That way we don't have to wait until the farmer's finished harvesting his crops before we can get vegetables this summer. And as soon as our garden's vegetables are ready, we can pick them and eat them," Priscilla giggled.
"Wow, that is a brilliant idea," said Oliver. "Oh, what kind of seeds do you have there?"
"Well, these small ones are carrot seeds, and these are bean seeds. Oh, these over here are the pumpkin seeds, and here are tomato seeds, and the ones at the bottom of the sack are corn seeds."
"Oh, why, you certainly have a lot of seeds. Would you mind sharing some of those seeds with me?" asked Oliver.
"Why, I could grow my own garden too."
"Well, sure," said Priscilla. "There are plenty of seeds to share. What kind of plants and vegetables did you want to grow?"
"Oh, well, I was wondering if I could use some of the carrot seeds and perhaps the bean seeds too to plant my own garden," said Oliver.
Well, I don't see why not, said Priscilla. We have plenty of seeds.
So Oliver took a cup each of the carrot and bean seeds and left to plant his own garden.
Packy thought it would be neat to have his own garden too. He asked Priscilla if he could have some pumpkin seeds and some corn seeds. And little Jeffrey liked the idea too, but he wanted to plant a garden with Packy. And Packy shrugged his shoulders and said, sure, but let's add some tomato seeds to the garden as well then.
So Packy and little Jeffrey filled Packy's backpack with pumpkin, tomato, and corn seeds and left to plant their own garden.
Henry wanted to always plant his own carrot and bean garden too, so Priscilla gave him some carrot seeds and bean seeds as well. Clara was interested too, and so she took some corn seeds.
Oh my, I will have a beautiful corn garden, she mooed.
Priscilla had divided up her seeds with her barn friends. It was not really that big of a deal. She had plenty of seeds. Priscilla didn't mind sharing her seeds with her barn friends, but she knew that having a garden was a lot of work, and she had thought that her barn friends would have planted and raised the garden together with her, and then they could have shared all the work, and well, just had one big garden. But Priscilla saw how excited her friends were to make their own garden and use their favorite seeds, so she decided not to say anything to them. And as it turned out, everyone had asked Priscilla for seeds. Gobbles and Ginger had wanted seeds too. They took some corn seeds and some bean seeds to plant a garden and hurried off to start their garden. Then Lily and the Lamb twins looked at Priscilla. They asked if they could have some seeds too. You see, Oliver had invited Lily and the Lamb twins to plant a garden with him. So Lily and the Lamb twins took some tomato seeds from the sack of seeds and went to add tomato seeds to Oliver's garden. Now everyone was busy starting their own garden.
Well, everyone but Buddy. He has watched the farmer tend his garden for many years, and he knew how much work and effort and time it took to have a garden. So Buddy went up to Priscilla. She asked him what kind of seeds he wanted for his garden. But Buddy just said, "How about I just help you plant your garden? We could make our garden together," Buddy smiled.
Priscilla thought that was a great idea, and she showed Buddy the spot she had already started clearing for the garden. It was an ideal spot. There was plenty of sun and nice level ground.
"The plants will get enough sun and rain in this spot," said Buddy.
"And this spot will be big enough to use up all the rest of the seeds without crowding all the plants together," said Priscilla. Buddy and Priscilla were going to be planting tomato seeds, carrot seeds, bean seeds, corn seeds, pumpkin seeds. Why, they even found some squash seeds to plant in their garden as well. And for the next few weeks, every day, all day long, Priscilla and Buddy were very busy tending to their garden. Buddy and Priscilla's garden was coming along very nicely. They carefully placed the seeds in the ground that they had worked on and dug up. They had dug and turned up the soil until the ground had no weeds or grass and the soil was loose and perfect for the seeds to grow in. Then they had placed the seeds in the ground and labeled each row and watered the garden each and every day. Buddy and Priscilla were so excited when they spotted the first sprout. It was the beans. And then the corn and tomatoes sprouted, and then the pumpkin plant popped through the ground. Buddy and Priscilla's garden was off to a great start, and their plants were growing very nicely. But now, let's check and see how all the other barn friends are doing with their gardens. Clara had taken her corn seeds out to the field and decided to plant them out in the field where they would get plenty of sun. Clara found a sunny spot in the field. She dug a rather large hole in the dirt and put all her seeds in one spot and covered them with a big mound of dirt. Clara was so happy with her garden and her work, and she thought it was rather easy to plant her corn garden. She was very pleased with herself and mooed, "Oh my, I am going to have my own corn that I can eat whenever I want." And Clara laid down in the field facing her seeds and fell asleep. I'm not so sure about Clara's garden plan, but let's see how Ginger and Gobbles are doing. Now Ginger and Gobbles had taken their seeds and planted them right inside their stall with them.
"These seeds will be very protected," said Ginger. "I can keep an eye on them and water them every day, and we'll have beans and carrots in no time."
Gobbles liked the idea and just said, "Gobble, gobble, gobble."
"You said it, Gobbles," said Ginger. "Gobble indeed. We will have the best garden."
and they sat waiting for their seeds to grow into plants inside their stall with them. Now Henry was very excited to grow his own garden too. Henry knew seeds grew best with lots of water, so he took his seeds out to his pasture with him, and he decided to put his seeds right in his water trough where they would always have enough water to grow. Well, Henry was so pleased and excited, he let out a neigh and decided to go for a walk. And now Oliver's garden. Lily and the Lamb twins took the tomato seeds to Oliver, and Oliver had found a nice, cool spot to grow his garden. Since Oliver liked to lay in the shade, he wanted to have his garden in a spot close to him so he could watch over his garden very carefully. So he planted his seeds under a tree so the plants wouldn't get so hot. It would be easy for him to water and care for his plants under the shade while he was taking care of his garden. Lily and the Lamb twins agreed, a nice shady spot is a perfect place to take care of their garden. Oh dear, I'm not so sure the Barn Friends' gardens are going to grow into plants like they had hoped. But wait, we still have to see how Packy and Little Jeffrey planted their garden. Now Packy and Little Jeffrey decided to plant their garden in a secret spot where no one would ever find their garden. It would be their own secret garden. And they decided to plant their garden by the edge of the forest. They found a sunny spot that they were sure no one knew about. And they quickly planted their seeds and went back to the barn. Well now, since each of the Barn Friends decided to plant and care for their garden differently, I'm not sure they all had ideas that would let the plants grow very well. And after a few weeks, each of the Barn Friends were getting different results than they had hoped for. Clara came in from the field one day and said, "Oh my, I think you gave me the wrong seeds, Priscilla." "Oh no, what's growing in your garden, Clara?" asked Priscilla. "Well, that's just it. It's like one big clump, just like green sprouts of grass." "Well, let's go take a look," said Priscilla. And when Priscilla saw the mound of dirt with green sprouts poking out of the top of the mound all twisted and tangled together, Priscilla asked, "How many holes did you dig for the seeds, Clara?" "Why, only one, of course," mooed Clara. "Oh no," said Priscilla. "You put all those seeds in just one hole?" "Oh, Clara, each seed needs its own hole to grow properly and strong." "Oh my, I didn't know that," mooed Clara. "I think the plants are too crowded to grow any corn that way," said Priscilla, as she looked at Clara's garden. "Oh my," said Clara sadly. "Oh, but don't worry, Clara. My garden will have plenty of corn for you," said Priscilla. "Oh, thank goodness," mooed Clara. And when Clara and Priscilla went back to the barn, they ran into Ginger, who had been looking for Priscilla. "Good heavens, I've been looking all over for you, Priscilla," honked Ginger. Now Ginger was getting impatient with her garden. She said to Priscilla, "Good heavens, Priscilla, what kind of seeds did you give me?" "Oh no, what happened to your seeds, Ginger?" "Well," said Ginger, "Gobbles and I put them in a very safe spot. We dug holes right in our stall so we could watch over them and take care of them, and so the plants would be safe. But after all this time, nothing has happened, not even a little sprout." "Oh, something is wrong with those seeds you gave me, Priscilla," honked Ginger. "I've watered them and everything." "Oh, Ginger," said Priscilla, "you made your garden right inside your stall. I don't think there'd be enough sunlight. Your seeds need sunlight and dirt and water to grow." Priscilla walked with Ginger to her stall. Priscilla looked at the mound of dirt in the stall where Ginger and Gobbles had put the seeds in, and then Priscilla explained to Ginger that there was not enough sunlight for the plants to grow. Ginger said sadly, "Oh, good heavens, we did it all wrong, Gobbles. I don't think we'll be having any vegetables from this garden," Ginger sighed. Then Gobbles ran up into his little hut and you could hear him say, "Gobble, gobble, gobble." Priscilla said, "Don't worry, Ginger. My garden will have enough vegetables for both of you, too." "Oh, thank you, Priscilla," honked Ginger. "Oh, Gobbles, did you hear that? Priscilla said she'll share her garden with us." And then you could hear Gobbles say, "Gobble, gobble, gobble," from inside his little hut. Next, Priscilla heard Henry stomping and stomping his hoof inside his stall. and Priscilla went up to him and asked Henry what was wrong.
"Why, it's those seeds you gave me, Priscilla. They won't grow," neighed Henry. "I'm afraid something is wrong with them."
"Oh dear, where did you plant your seeds, Henry?"
"I put them where there'd be plenty of water and sun. I put them right outside in my water trough. But they just floated around. Every day I just watched them, and nothing happens. They were just floating on the water. And now they've sunk to the bottom of my water trough, and nothing has happened. No plants grew."
"Oh, Henry, seeds need soil and water and sun, not just water."
Henry looked very sad.
"Well, but you are right about the sunlight. Seeds need the warm sunlight."
And Priscilla was able to cheer him up, because then she said,
"And don't worry, Henry. We have enough plants in our garden for you, too."
Henry was very happy then, and he went outside to enjoy the warm sun. Priscilla thought, after all these problems her friends were having, she should check on all the other barn friends and see how their gardens were doing. So she went to see Oliver and Lily, and she was not surprised when Oliver said he was not having any luck either. Oliver told Priscilla his garden was not growing at all.
"Oliver," said Priscilla, "I know you like to lay under the tree in the shade, but your plants like the warm sun and need sunlight to grow."
"Oh yes, you are right, Priscilla," said Oliver. "I forgot they would not get enough sun under the shade here with me. Why, I don't think my garden will produce any plants or vegetables this year."
Priscilla just smiled and said, "Don't worry, my garden has enough plants for you and Lily and the Lamb Twins too."
Oliver was very happy, and Lily and the Lamb Twins bleated,
thank you, Priscilla."
Now, Priscilla had not asked Packy and Little Jeffrey how their garden was doing, but she could not find Packy or Little Jeffrey anywhere. And at dinner that night, she asked Packy where he had been.
"I was wondering how your garden was growing," asked Priscilla.
Packy replied with a, "Oh, corn nuggets, I hate gardening."
"Oh no, what is wrong with your garden, Packy?" asked Priscilla.
"Nothing's wrong with it. I found the perfect spot. It was sunny and it had good soil."
"Well, Packy, that sounds like you found a great spot to plant your garden with your seeds. So what was the problem? Did you forget to water the seeds?"
"Because..." "No," said Packy, "I didn't forget. It's just..."
"Well," said Packy, "Little Jeffrey and I cannot remember where we planted our garden. We thought we found a special secret spot, and that is where we planted the seeds, in a very secret spot. The only problem is, we don't know where it is. We've been searching day after day, and we can't find it. I don't know if the seeds grew into plants. We cannot find them anywhere. And we give up. We can't find them," sighed Packy.
"Yeah," Little Jeffrey honked. "I have flown by the spot where we planted them over and over again, and I cannot find our secret garden. I don't see anything."
Priscilla sighed. She didn't realize her barn friends could have found so many problems planting seeds. Gardening can sure be harder than she had imagined. And after dinner, all the barn friends went to look at Priscilla's garden she had grown with Buddy. They were all excited to see the plants neatly in rows popping out of the soil. And then they thanked Priscilla for sharing her garden with them. Priscilla was happy her barn friends thought her garden looked so nice. Buddy and Priscilla had worked hard to plant the garden and grow those plants. But the next morning, Buddy came into the barn exhausted and panting.
"Good heavens, Buddy, what happened to you?" honked Ginger.
Buddy told the barn friends he had some horrible news.
"A mob of crows has invaded Priscilla's garden," and he had spent the whole morning shooing them away. "Every time I got one out of there, another one came back," said Buddy.
"Oh my, we better keep those crows out of Priscilla's garden," said Clara.
All of the barn friends went rushing outside to save the garden from that mob of crows trying to peck away at Priscilla's garden. Henry rushed into Priscilla's garden, shooing a bunch of the crows away. Packy rode on Little Jeffrey, shouting, "Get out of Priscilla's garden!" as Little Jeffrey swooped towards the crows in the garden. Why, a few of the crows even flew back and started chasing Packy and Little Jeffrey.
"Watch out!" shouted Buddy as a crow was flying straight at Packy.
Little Jeffrey ducked just in time. Priscilla, Buddy, Ginger, Gobbles, Clara, Oliver, Lily and the Lamb Twins, Packy and Little Jeffrey spent the whole morning rushing at the crows and shooing that mob of crows out of Priscilla's garden. Exhausted, the barn friends finally sat down beside Priscilla's garden. They finally had shooed that mob of crows away, but they knew they would be back.
"Oh no, what are we going to do?" said Priscilla.
"Good heavens," said Ginger, "they're going to ruin Priscilla's garden." But Clara said, "Oh my, why don't we do what the farmer does to keep the crows away?"
"What is that?" asked Priscilla.
"Oh, I know," said Oliver. "The farmer puts out a scarecrow. Oh, that would do the trick."
"What is a scarecrow?" asked little Jeffrey.
"Why, a scarecrow is when the farmer stuffs straw into some of his old clothes to resemble a human figure.
And it is set out in the garden to scare away birds from a field where crops are growing," said Oliver.
"That's a great idea," said Priscilla.
"Well, how do we get a scarecrow?" asked Henry.
"Oh, I know," said Priscilla. "We just need some of the farmer's clothes, and then we stuff the clothes with straw and prop them up next to my garden."
"Yes, that will keep the crows away from the garden," said Oliver.
"Hey," said Packy, "I know where I saw some clothes. They are hanging on a clothesline by the farmhouse. I saw them when I was flying around with little Jeffrey."
So the barn friends hurried toward the farmhouse to see if there were any clothes hanging outside by the farmhouse. And actually, there was a bunch of clothes hanging on that line. But then they also found a pile on the ground.
"I don't think the farmer will miss this shirt. It's all ripped, and these jeans are muddy and dirty," said Priscilla. "We could use them."
"Oh, I have an old straw hat by my stall," said Henry.
So the barn friends together built a scarecrow with the farmer's torn shirt and muddy jeans and old straw hat. They stuffed the clothes and hat with straw, and they carefully stood it up in Priscilla's garden, and then they watched and waited for any crows to return or start pecking at Priscilla's garden. The barn friends all hid behind the bushes and waited to see if those crows would return or if their scarecrow did the trick and kept them out of Priscilla's garden. And to their relief, the crows did not return to Priscilla's garden. And that night at dinner, they were all excited and very happy that Priscilla's garden was safe from that mob of crows. Priscilla thanked her barn friends and she said, "I know we all tried to make our own garden, but I wouldn't have been able to save my garden by myself."
"Well," said Oliver, "alone we can only do so little, but together we can do so much." And the barn friends all laughed. They knew they would all have to work together and help each other to grow their garden, and they could not wait until the garden's plants were big enough to pick all the vegetables. But they'll have to wait a bit, and perhaps that is a story for another time. This is the end of the story of the adventures of Packy the Rat today.
But wait, before we go, did you know some interesting facts about the scarecrow? You see, I always thought the farmers in the West were the first ones to use and make up scarecrows to keep birds out of their cornfields. But it was actually the Egyptians who made the first scarecrow over 3,000 years ago. They used them to keep birds out of their wheat fields along the Nile River. And scarecrows don't just scare birds away. They scare away other small animals like bunnies and raccoons. Well, the barn friends were very clever to put a scarecrow in their garden. I hope their garden grows lots of vegetables for them after all that. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening to Best Stories.